This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, on Wednesday defended phone calls he made to his Chinese counterpart in the turbulent final months of Donald Trump's presidency, saying the conversations were intended to convey reassurance to the Chinese military and were in line with his responsibilities as chairman. At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby said it is not even slightly unusual for any Joint Chiefs chairman to review nuclear launch protocols.
By law, he is the prime military advisor to the president, and this would be a military decision of profound proportions here and importance. So he would be absolutely involved in that process, soup to nuts.
Some in Congress have accused General Milley of overstepping his authority and urged President Joe Biden to fire him. When asked if Milley did the right thing, the president replied he had great confidence in General Milley. Gold medal-winning gymnast Simone Biles and some of her teammates called out the FBI and others over sexual abuse by USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar Wednesday, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The FBI acknowledges missteps in allowing Larry Nassar to remain free for months, even after his abuse was reported in 2015. At a Senate hearing and a news conference, Jessica Howard and Ali Reisman said the FBI failed them.
There are 120 people who would not have been victims had one FBI agent made a proper report or phone call.
All we needed was one adult to do the right thing.
FBI Chief Chris Wray says some agents did not, and he's pledging changes.
I'm going to make damn sure everybody at the FBI remembers what happened here.
Biles said the FBI turned a blind eye, and it's time for a clear message.
If you allow a predator to harm children, the consequences will be swift and severe.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. 9 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were sentenced to between 6 and 10 months in prison on Wednesday for taking part in an unauthorized assembly at last year's vigil for victims of China's 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
3 others received suspended sentences. All 12, including veteran vigil organizer Albert Ho, former lawmaker Eddie Chu, and former leader of the civil human rights front Figo Chan, had pleaded guilty. The city traditionally holds the largest vigil in the world for the victims of Tiananmen Square. But the last 2 vigils were banned by police, citing coronavirus restrictions. The ban came after the mass pro-democracy protest in Hong Kong in 2019. And was seen by many activists as an attempt to shut down any display of defiance to Beijing. Hong Kong authorities denied that was the reason.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Healthcare workers in France will soon face being suspended from their jobs if they haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Vaccines are now compulsory for medical care, home care and emergency workers in France, and the French government have set a deadline for those not yet vaccinated. If they don't get at least one vaccine shot before the deadline, they face having pay suspended or not being able to work. But a top court has forbidden staff to be fired outright. With as many as 300,000 healthcare workers in France still not vaccinated, some hospitals fear staff shortages will add to their strain. The mandate was approved by France's parliament over the summer to protect patients and the public from new surges of COVID-19. I'm Karen Chamas.
A growing number of people in the United States are requesting religious exemptions from the COVID-19 vaccine, even as mandates rise. AP's Walter Ratliff has more.
Religious objections are becoming a much more widely used loophole against the COVID-19 shot. This includes about 3,000 Los Angeles Police Department employees and hundreds of Washington state workers seeking religious exemptions to the vaccine. The exemptions often involve the long-time role that cell lines derived from fetal tissue have played in the research and development of various vaccines. Roman Catholic leaders in New Orleans and St. Louis called COVID-19 shots morally compromised, but the Vatican has said it is acceptable for Catholics to receive COVID-19 vaccines. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street, U.S. stocks gained with the Dow Industrials rising 0.68%, the S&P adding 0.85%, and the NASDAQ gaining by 0.82%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA